Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Recently, we talked about so-called homosexual anti-discrimination laws that are resulting in harassment, business closures, and even the threat of jail time for Christians in other states. In Montana, we've managed to keep these laws off the books at the state level for nearly 15 years. As a result, the homosexual community became frustrated and changed tactics. Rather than amending state law, they've chosen to go city by city to get this language added to municipal city codes. Their hope is that enough cities will pass these ordinances before the next legislative session to act as a springboard into the legislature. So far, they've been adopted by Missoula and Helena, Butte is considering it now, and Bozeman is on deck. Look for Kalispell, Billings, and Great Falls to be approached next. The main forces behind these ordinances are the ACLU and the Montana Human Rights Network. The latest hearing took place in the Butte City Council chambers on Wednesday evening, and the place was packed. Only half of those who attended could get inside the room, but everyone was allowed to speak. The meeting went on for hours, with both sides adamant in their positions. Those in favor of the ordinance spoke of the need for acceptance and equality. Those against it said the ordinance as drafted conflicted directly with the freedoms of religion and speech contained in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Both sides talked about the threat of bullying. Gays said that they are bullied because of their lifestyle. Heterosexuals pointed to businesses in other states that have been forced to close because they wouldn't supply cakes or photography or venues for homosexual weddings. In other states, homosexuals have begun targeting Christian businesses and, in one case, a church itself, yet last night's meeting was strangely devoid of pastors and other church leaders. On an encouraging note, a rally in support of the ordinance earlier in the day was only attended by 60 people. They should have been able to draw hundreds. That shows that this can be beaten, but it's going to take some work. The church will have to wake up and rise up. God says homosexual acts are sinful, and these types of ordinances not only codify that type of sin as acceptable, but force Christians under threat of law to not just tolerate it, but participate in it as well. It's interesting to watch the public face of those who support these laws versus what goes on behind the scenes. At the hearing, the proponents passed out speaking guidelines that told those in favor of the ordinance to be polite and not attack their opponents. They say that those who oppose them are guilty of hate, but that's truly a case of the pot calling the kettle black. The Montana Family Foundation for the past week has encouraged people to attend the meeting and make their voices heard. As a result, we've received hundreds of the most vile emails imaginable, none of it fit for print, and many that talk about looking forward to the day when religion is gone from the face of America. Two thoughts on that. First, when it comes to religious freedom, as with any constitutional guarantee, we either defend it or we lose it. Second, we shouldn't be surprised at the level of animosity. Jesus said that they hated him and they would hate us too. For those who want to get involved, please call our office. The next hearing in Butte is in 2 weeks, and it's time for the church to take a stand. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.